All war has a starting point in envy. How to come out of the envy, this is the basic problem. And you can come out of the envy only when you realize you are infinite. By no comparison can you satisfy yourself. It may give palliatives. Uske paas ye hai, toh mere paas woh bhi toh hai. This kind of comparison will not give you liberation from envy. It may give you satisfaction for time being, temporarily, I am egoistically better in this respect, if not in that respect. It's not a real satisfaction. Therefore, education for peace should have these two basic components, do not envy. And education for peace should be how not to envy. What are the ways by which you can be free from envy? Unless the educational curriculum ultimately tests you and teaches you how not to envy, you can do any kind of international understanding, you will not have answered the basic question. This is the peace. Real peace arises when I don't envy. Envy means war. Whether you fight or not fight, envy is war. All the stories which tell you not to envy, in the famous story of Sri Chaitanya, he wrote a great book on Nyaya. Then he said, I want to get it certified by my friend, who is also a great scholar. He invited, and they said, all right, let us go on a boat. During the boat ride, you read out to me your book, and I'll see whether it's a good book or not, his friend said. And then Sri Chaitanya went on reading out his book. And the friend, he became full of admiration of what was being said by his friend. It was such a wonderful book. At the end of the reading, he began to weep. And Chaitanya asked him, what is it, my friend? Why are you weeping? Have I hurt you? So he said, I had thought that I was the greatest Nyayika. Now when your book will come out, you will be regarded as the greatest Nyayika. And my whole ambition to be Nyayika, the greatest one, is shattered. I am weeping. So Chaitanya said, oh, that is the problem, my dear friend. This is your problem. He threw away his book in the river. Now there is no question of your envy at all. It's a wonderful story of how envy was finished. His heart was so wide. He didn't want to prove that he's superior or inferior. His friend was considered as weak. He only wanted to know whether he's written rightly. And his book was really brilliant because all that he had written was true. And he did not care to become famous as the greatest narrator. He simply didn't want his friend to be pained. That if this is your pain, get rid of your pain on the spot. My book is so finished. Now you'll be the greatest narrator in the world. This is called the strength, No cowardice in this at all.
Yes.
Strength of the character, no fights, and resolution of the problem. One of the great problems of peace education is to discover some good stories from the world history. Which individuals, in what circumstances, in what trying circumstances, they gave up energy. If these stories are told, children will become peaceful right from the beginning. This is one of the important parameters of curriculum making. Give stories to children in which they really understand path of envy is not the right path. I must be free from envy. Very difficult question, not easy, but still this is, if you really want peace education, since hatred and fight and war starts from envy, you must find the remedy of envy and the right remedy. I have taken already much more time than I should have, but I shall finish it here now. I'll leave it here because curriculum making will take 20 hours or 50 hours, I just say. And I didn't intend to make a curriculum, I only spoke of reflections. That's why I gave this title. To make a curriculum will require, if you want one day, and if you have 25 hours, you call me, I shall discuss with you this whole question in detail, because we do need to make a good curriculum of peace. Peace education requires a very good curriculum. And we have to answer all the questions that I have raised. They all have to be answered properly and satisfactorily. All right? Good? Pardon? If you have time, I have got all the time for you.
No, we have the time.
When I am with students, I give no limit to time.
No, we have the time.
You have the time?
We have the time.
Good, then you can ask me questions if you like. Huh?
Then what kind of consciousness do we need to have within ourselves? Say, for example, even the fighting. Is it something where the fight, the basis of that fight is a feeling of, I'm different from the other? Or is it something that still has the consciousness of harmony within, only realizing that this particular thing is not just, and there's no hatred towards it? And what do we really need to do?
Basic point is, in any fight, there should be absence of what is called violence. And you must understand the meaning of violence. Envy is a fundamental point of violence. It's a basic psychological point is envy. So Ma Vidusha Vahai is the most important teaching of the education for peace. Ma Vidusha Vahai. Let us not hate each other, envy each other. Now, if you have any kind of quarrel, you must understand whether this quarrel has in it any envy. And you must find out that envy is to be rubbed out from your psychology. Therefore, in your psychology, whenever there is a fight, there should be no envy in it. there should be no anger, because envy is the cause of anger. There should be no anger. So, fight is very often justified. Peace does not mean absence of fight. But in the method of fighting, in the act of fighting, there should be absence of anger. There should be absence of envy, violence. This is the essence of the whole matter. Not there should be no fights at all. The fight is nothing but coming together of elements.